Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, hot dog and buns, a British pub turd, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Let's go stomp, 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 stomp.
Whoops.
Crash.
Oof.
The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
Could you play that again?
We can play this all day.
Do that again. I want to hear that again.
What goes stomp, 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 stomp?
Whoops.
Crash.
Oof.
The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Heinz Ketchup is calling on hot dog and bun makers to find a solution for the unequal pack problem, with hot dogs usually coming in a package of 10 and buns coming in packs of 8. The discrepancy has inconvenienced consumers so much so that the condiment company is launching an initiative to broker negotiations between Big Bun and Big Wiener companies to ensure both products are sold in 10 packs.
Not since Israel and Palestine have.
And I said this earlier, wasn't this the premise
backbone
of
George Carlin's joke?
Of like every, was I thought 80s comedian.
Yeah.
About the disparity between the number of buns. Was it Carlin that started that?
It still never stopped, though. I mean,
no.
Yeah, it was in Father the Bride and all kinds of things.
Heinz is asking hot dog lovers to visit HeinzHotDogPact.com to sign the petition. As of Thursday morning, over 10,800 people have signed the petition on change.org. I agree. It doesn't make any sense. Why don't they do that?
So the bun makers would have to...
Just add 2 buns. What's the big deal?
Well, I take 2 hot dogs.
I'm guessing it has something to do with the size of the packaged boxes and the shipping and
the thing.
This isn't a big. There are plenty of people who don't want buns with their hot dogs.
True.
I often only eat the hot dogs.
I'm with him on that.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you eat it like corn on the cob? Or
no, I cut it up.
Bareback, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Dip it in mustard.
Do you lean your head back and.
That's right. That's right. I actually tie a string around it and then attach it to my ceiling fan. As it helicopters around my kitchen, I
go, Josh.
Very nakedly reach for it with my mouth.
Very nakedly.
Okay, now, this is a fair question. You mentioned that this is the Heinz ketchup people that are trying to broker the deal between the hot dog people and the bun people.
Yes.
Now, what's your philosophy? Ketchup on hot dogs?
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. A lot of people are. I am.
I love ketchup on hot dog.
But I don't like ketchup and mustard on the same hot dog.
Oh, okay. You don't like the combo?
No.
Hmm.
No.
Get some sweet and tangy.
I can't even look at someone doing eating that.
I'll put ketchup. I'll put mustard. I'll put mayo. I'll put sport peppers.
Mayo.
Load it up, pal.
You lived in Chicago for a while. They put everything on a hot dog.
Well, in Chicago, they do not put ketchup on it. And at Wrigley, they have hot dog sauce. It's ketchup, by the way.
A pub in the UK has been forced to shut down due to, quote, the largest turd ever.
What?
The House of Trembling Madness in York. Boy, that sounds like a fun place.
It does sound fun.
Hi, welcome to...
Wow.
Apologized to customers for the closure, saying that COVID-19 was not responsible, but rather the largest turd blockage we've ever had.
Come on.
The pub added that the offending material has since been removed and pleaded with patrons to please eat their vegetables.
Oh, sick.
God.
This wasn't one of those fat burgs.
See, I think it was probably a combination of, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm guessing. Didn't the Fatberg whole thing start in London?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I am Fatberg.
Isn't part of it the fact that a lot of those so-called flushable tissues really aren't?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about in England, but...
No, I don't know if we can narrow it down.
Pennies are flushable.
Maybe.
Good point.
You just don't necessarily want to do it.
Yeah, I've had a plumber tell me, do not flush those flushables. They are not.
Well, who would bring those to a bar, though?
No,
it's the way that the system is all connected.
Yeah.
Didn't Willie flush one of his sister's Barbie's heads down the toilet?
I've flushed a lot of stuff in my life, pal. I can't tell you what I have or haven't flushed.
Right.
I got a lot of private stuff going on.
Yeah, I remember where the plumber walked up and handed me the head of a Barbie.
Oops.
That had clogged everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what that Barbie did.
It wasn't Malibu Barbie, was it?
we threw that Barbie
away.
That Barbie got tossed.
Oh.
Now, I've got a reason to play this next thing. I'm going to play just a little bit of this, Ace. See if you can identify this.
A still baby, don't say a word.
Here's your Sandman.
And never mind that.
There you go. Mm-hmm. How about this one?
Oh, Pantera.
Pantera.
You just played that one.
They sound angry. How about this one?
The Rain in Hell Slayer.
I mean, that's just too fast. I mean,
very fast.
This fellas, is in your
I'm sorry, fellas. That's
Josh.
Just too fast.
You gotta relax, boys.
Yeah, you can't really dance to this one.
Oh, you're
getting you can bounce around, I guess.
Okay.
Slam into each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see Fred Astaire getting out there.
No.
So
you're not going to foxtrot to that.
That's Slayer, Pantera, and Metallica. And I played those three cuts for a reason. Christy, do you want to explain?
Yeah, New Zealand mom has named her kids Metallica, Slayer, Pantera.
Yeah.
The news of the unidentified woman's choice of names for her kids was first broken by New Zealand's journalist and documentary filmmaker David Ferrier, Netflix's Dark Tourist. He's proud to report that a New Zealand mom has named her children Metallica, Pantera, and Slayer. Mm. He put up on his Twitter account.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Wow. You can love those bands and not have to saddle your children
with the names.
Mom, I got a date for the prom. Slayer is going to come over.
Yeah, that one's particularly problematic.
Yeah.
yikes. Now, I have some of these lyrics.
Okay.
The one from Slayer, what was that called, Ace?
I think that was Rain in Hell, but I could be wrong.
I have the lyrics to Silent Scream.
Oh.
Yeah, this is so just disturbing.
Well, I will be the judge.
Nightmare, the persecution, a child's dream of death.
Sure.
Yeah. Torment, ill-forgotten, a soul that will never rest. What is this?
They're just exercising darkness. Some demons.
You gotta never rest. Never rest. Right.
You keep it all in, that's no good.
What happened to Begin the Begee?
This is like sucking out the venom.
Yeah.
The Begin, not Begin the Begee.
Begin the Begee?
The Begin. I don't know what a Begin is, but they wanted to start it.
Let's see now. Pantera, this one's called Driven by Death.
Oh, sure.
Again, they're not just straying too far from what seems to be the theme.
Well, they're just trying to.
Never return to the ones that provided children, draining parents of will. What is this crap?
No. This is it's actually
very
pro-child.
Okay. Now, this one I like. This is Enter Sandman. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Never mind the noise you heard. It's just a beast under your bed, in your closet.
In your head.
Scaring the bejesus out of your kids with, hey, there's something under the bed.
That's kind of the
point.
That's that one actually, that kind of makes sense.
That rules!
Oh, my gosh. Well, even the fast song, Give Me Six Beers, that's my favorite song in the whole world. Are you kidding me?
Give me six beers, a bartender, give me six beers toward the door.
That one?
That's the one.
Yeah, that's it. You nailed it.
What's the difference between that one and Give Me Three Steps?
I was teasing.
Oh, well, that's not a real song. I didn't know for what you were doing over there. Anyway,
I'm not familiar with
Boomers.
This poor kid is named Metallica, one kid named Pantera. And,
that's
Pantera
rough.
You could kind of get away with. That sounds like it'd be South American origin.
Or Terry or something.
Yeah.
Right.
What does Pantera translate to? Probably Hot Sword of Death or something. But the point is, their dad, Judas Priest.
Yeah, how's he? Does he agree with their choice?
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
We go back to Christy Lee at the news desk.
Here from the New York Post, the majority of Americans believe in aliens, and we really do think they come in peace. According to a Pew Research study, about 65% of people say they think there is intelligent alien life on other planets. I believe that, but I don't think they're going to come here in peace, but that's my own personal view.
What is the, who was it that said if they come here, it's not going to be good?
Hawking said that, yeah.
Well, he said, if they come here, well, no they're need not to. Going
yeah,
to be
really,
good.
His chair said it.
It's accurate. I don't know.
Yeah, the chair said it. He didn't.
Yeah, he
well.
According to Stephen Hawking's chair.
Crazy take.
So 87% said they don't believe UFOs are a security threat to the United States.
Well, they're crazy.
How much?
87. I'm looking at the whole Pew Research study. 87% say they do not believe UFOs are a security threat.
I don't know how you can watch that 60 Minutes report and not realize, okay, there's definitely something going on. Because those pilots are pretty convincing.
Yeah.
Americans under 30 years old and men are the two groups most inclined to believe in extraterrestrial life.
Sure.
And the Pentagon just released that thing that, which didn't really say much.
Do you know that the Pentagon has five sides?
Oh, really?
No.
Man.
Wait a second.
It's not like a square
building.
It just
has 5 points.
It's not a square building.
Of more than 12,000 reports, the Pentagon said 701 remain unidentified.
Right. I mean,
Ancient Aliens are one of those shows. You'll be convinced.
You get some real answers out of that.
Yeah. Sure do.
Here's a good number. 80% of Americans think the government is hiding knowledge about the existence of extraterrestrial life.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the truth. Me and Dickie Dick were out there at Area 51. Remember that? We went over there. We went to the ALEN. It's a nice tavern there. We had a couple of brewskis.
That's pretty amazing.
That's right.
I had the BLET.
A huge majority of Americans think that the government's hiding something.
You don't believe?
Well, yeah, I have no doubt.
No doubt either. You think that they're not?
That's why I think they are a security concern.
No, because I don't think that anyone can keep a secret.
There have been some whistleblowers, but they're quickly debunked or silenced.
They meet an unpleasant end.
Yeah. On a thing this big, you've got to...
No, you can't get... Okay. If two people know something, it's out.
Look, there have been people who've tried to get it out, and they're called lunatics and silly.
This is what happens.
Okay, well, we'll see.
There's got to be someone going... Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
Hey, good. Speaking of UFOs, I heard Josh bragging about his aquadome.
Well,
I swear to God.
Told the story again.
Josh, not the one after you, but I did that before.
Yeah, oh, sure, yeah.
Mine was so big, we had to gaff it. Put that in your scrapbook.
No. Do you believe it?
Man, I'm already bumming about this weekend.
Why? What happened?
We're having our company picnic this Saturday, and I ain't looking forward to it. They should be paying us time and a half for having us work on Saturday. Either that or schedule it during the work week so we basically get a day off.
Exactly.
You know, it's like getting a snow day than having to shovel. Oh, and spoiler alert, they're also making it a potluck deal where everybody's got to bring a covered dish or something. I'll tell you from my experience with potlucks, there ain't no pot, and the only luck is bad. Swear to God. I had some potato salad last year. It gave me food poisoning.
Oh, that's bad.
Tom, you ever done a three-legged race when you got one in the chamber?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's the only good thing about a sack race, Christy, because if nature calls, you can squat right there in the open field.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But right burlap don't muffle the sound. I know, it was like a Civil War reenactment. I swear to God. I ain't even sure why we have a stupid company picnic in the first place. a memo in a break room said it promotes a spirit decor. I don't get the connection between what our company does and some French perfume. And the thing that really honks me off, there's no beer at the company picnic.
Why not?
You know, even if you wrap it in a brown paper bag, you know, I'm going to say it. I'm tired of beating off around the bush about it. But any picnic without beer is just unchristian. You know, I thought we lived in America where freedom rings and people drink beer at picnics and take off with dumps and pay lakes. You know? It's 2 years ago, somebody spiked a punch and it made the whole thing a little tolerable. But ever since then, there's been a no alcohol allowed rule at the company picnics. But the fact remains, it makes it even harder to listen to the same boring people you listen to all week long. Except now you ain't getting paid for it and you're sober. So, way to go, company. And now you've found a way to ruin both work and picnics for me. Sex. Well, I better run. I forgot. I left the coats on. I'm bringing out in the car. I better hustle up and get that on a paper plate and put it back in a pan.
Oh, the coleslaw? Yeah, you want to go?
Okay.
Thank you, Donnie. That was very helpful.
I bet he believes in aliens, don't you think,
Donnie? Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm surprised Donnie's... I bet his cousin's been... Didn't he say his ankle or his uncle had been probed?
Oh, I think you're right.
I'm trying to remember. I think there was something like that.
What movie is it where the woman has three breasts? Is that the fifth element?
Total Recall.
Total Recall. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. This is an interesting survey.
More the merrier.
That most Americans believe there is... there is alien life, so,
and the majority of those believe the government knows.
Yeah,
80, that's a staggering statistic. 80% of the people think the government's hiding something from them.
How do you not believe that?
The government, like I said, they also have cars that run on water. They just don't want to give them to us.
Yeah, I've seen it.
All right.
No, I want to hear your well thought out point of view on this.
Wait, on the government hiding the alien?
No, on the cars that run on water.
Well, it's just it takes about the same amount of space, internal combustion and steam.
Gas is just water with a couple more ingredients.
That's right.
They're chemically cousins, gasoline and Gatorade, basically the same thing.
Come on,
proton off.
Use your brain for something more than a hat rack.
Would it be possible to have gasoline in powder form that you could keep in your car safely, and then if you ran out of gas, you just add a cup of water and take off?
That's a good question.
I don't know much about chemistry, but I know nothing about it,
but I imagine that would be somewhat volatile.
Yes.
These are some really cool stats, the Pew Research Group, and so if you're interested in this sort of thing, I just can't get over the fact that 80% of the people think that the government's hiding stuff from us.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
And you're sure they're not, too, yeah. Right?
Well, problem with a lot of these conspiracy theories is if information is hot, someone's going to leak it, especially now.
Nobody's listening to the leakers when it comes to aliens. That's the problem.
They probably have a whole way to explain it. Like, the people aren't going to believe you when you do tell them the truth.
Yeah.
For years, it was swamp gas and weather balloons.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well,
ever seen a weather balloon?
I've never seen a weather balloon, ever. What the hell is a weather balloon?
They send instruments up to do various measuring.
Maybe in 1945.
I'm sure there's one up there right now somewhere.
You explain me this. 1 year, no iPhones. Next year, iPhones.
Yeah. The man has a point.
You tell me if that ain't alien technology.
No, it's
you're right. You're right.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.